Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
All this week, we're sharing with you Stephen Mosher's opening address to the 42nd Annual National Right to Life Convention last month. Mr. Mosher is president of the Population Research Institute and addressed the overpopulation myth that is used to justify promoting abortion to limit population growth. As Mr. Mosher explained, the myth grew out of famine and the belief that millions should die to protect the food supply and stunt population growth. Yesterday, we left off with Mr. Mosher's discussion of the Chinese famine from 1960 to 1962, and we'll continue with his presentation from there.
Now, at that point, Chairman Mao could have done the right thing. He could have announced to the world that his policies had failed and asked for help. And the great grain-producing countries of the world, like the United States and Canada and Australia, would have responded generously, and ships of grain would have begun arriving in Chinese ports. Instead, he tried to hide the famine, hide the evidence of his failure. And he did the worst possible thing. He sent the People's Liberation Army, the Red Army, out into the countryside to collect the last stores of grain from starving peasants. He wanted to make sure the army was well fed, because if you're a dictator and the people with the guns get too unhappy with you, you often have a short and unhappy life. He wanted to make sure the workers in the cities didn't starve to death in large numbers, but he didn't care about the peasants. And 43 million people died from 1960 to 1962, not because of something called overpopulation, not because they were having too many children, but because the megalomaniac who was running China, who had no concern for human life, blamed his mistakes on the Chinese people, and they died by the tens of millions. Nothing to do with overpopulation. Now, the population controllers, in addition to telling us that we're running out of food, which is not true, also tell us that you can eliminate poverty by eliminating the poor and their children.
But of course, we know better. And Mr. Mosher screened a short video that reinforced the idea that people are our world's greatest resource.
So people are the ultimate resource, the one resource you cannot do without. We need children. Children are the only future that a family has, the only future that a country has. A baby at birth in the United States will produce much more on average than he or she will consume over his or her lifetime. If you crunch the numbers as we have, every baby born in the United States will contribute about $500,000 more to the economy than they will consume. So the birth of every baby is the birth of a small fortune. The death of every baby by abortion is the death of a small fortune. It makes us all poor, in a moral sense, of course, but it makes us all poor economically as well. Those on the other side of this issue need to understand this argument, that a baby is the ultimate resource, and that an abortion clinic is something like a Mercedes-Benz factory that, instead of producing new Mercedes-Benzes, takes Mercedes-Benzes and turns them into junk. You're killing off the most valuable resource that we have. Every stomach comes with two hands attached. Every mouth is backed by a creative intelligence, which, if properly educated, will make life better for not just themselves, but for their families and for their nation as well.
We'll continue tomorrow as Mr. Mosher discusses the idea of so-called zero population growth, with evidence that country after country is falling below the 2.1 children needed to maintain a stable population. In the meantime, visit ProLifePerspective.com for additional resources, including links to the work of the Population Research Institute.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.